there goes the final whistle. So Fannett United have lost their 100% record. Bonnygee United are going joint top of the table tonight. Just to recap on the game, well, Fannett began the match well. Eddie O'Reilly, Owen Logan, Patrick Carr all having opportunities inside the first 10 minutes. But then against the run of play on 17, Shea Maloney with a cross from the left, Aidy McLaughlin headed the ball on into the path of Jamie Harris at the far post. He connected somewhat awkwardly, but still managing to get the ball into the back of the net. After that, well, it was all Bonnygee up until half-time. Shea Maloney had a shot across the face of goal and wide. Kevin O'Donnell had a shot save. Ricky Guntrip, and then Harris again, and Maloney all having opportunities, and Bonnygee were good value for that 1-0 lead. Into the second half, and Bonnygee gave Fannett a scare in 63 minutes. David Bowacki and Jamie Harris are both nearly in, and there was indeed a goal line clearance following the corner on that occasion. At the other end, well, Fannett had half-hearted appeals for a penalty turned down, a couple of half chances, a couple of long-range efforts and frees, but in the end, it's Bonnygee United who'll be much the happier sides tonight as they troop off here at Dry Arch Park. It has finished Bonnygee United 1, Fannett United 0. Chris Ashmore for Highland Radio Sport.